Geotourism may be the next buzzword in economic development circles. The term was coined by the National Geographic Society and appears to be a step up from the more familiar ecotourism model. Juan Luna Kelser is with the Society's Center for Sustainable Destinations. He spoke at Sitka's second annual Cultural Tourism Conference and said geotourism is about taking care of tourist destinations.
And it's based on its environment, its culture, aesthetics, heritage, and the well-being of its residents. This is a new terminology, and as we all know, you know, in the field of sustainable tourism, you know, we have ecotourism, agro-tourism, we have all these terms. But this is one concept, one definition that's trying to embrace everything, and it's focusing on the geographical character of a place. And tourism businesses can differentiate their product by making it a very unique destination. And the ones who are going to benefit here are the residents.
Destination stakeholders, he said, promote a visitor industry that offers culturally and environmentally relevant activities that keeps the dollars in the communities and that enhances local quality of life. They develop a shared strategy, sign a charter, and ultimately put out a map that highlights the destination's natural, historic, and cultural assets. All that sounded good to conference attendees, many of whom think Alaska's communities are sacrificing local control to the cruise industry. One of those voices was Carrie Sykes with Southeast Alaska's Tlingit and Haida Central Council. She sees geotourism as a way to encourage tourism while protecting the region.
Tourism has always been something that, you know, some of the communities have wanted to develop, but they don't want to have it come in and overcome their communities. And so I can see that this would be a really interesting way to go about trying to develop things and still maintain a balance with the nature and subsistence.
Since the decline of big timber and other resource extraction-based economies, the cruise industry has been pumping much-needed dollars into Southeast and Prince William Sound communities. But despite the growing economic necessity of tourism, conference participants thought the industry needs to be checked. Some, like Sykes, suggested the region band together to form a geotourism alliance that would place limits on cruise ships and promote a culturally and environmentally sustainable visitor industry.
They're a very big force, and I can't see where we could stop them or limit them. They already have so many people that come in, but I think that we can maintain our pristine areas and still have them do their thing, but we could promote other areas and keep them nice so that we're not overflowing the region with so many tourists.
The geotourism bandwagon has already hit at least one area of the state. Sue Coxwell from the Prince William Sound Development District.
We've been working with our representatives at Prince William Sound, and our ARDER, our Alaska Regional Development Organization, said, go ahead and pursue this. So I'm so excited to hear this little talk today, and now we should decide, all of us, if we want to go include the whole state or if we want to go individually with our regions or what we're going to do next.
So what do geotourism destinations look like? 10 governments or allied organizations have already signed National Geographic's geotourism charter. Countries like Norway and Guatemala, the North American states of Rhode Island and Vermont, and transboundary projects like the Crown of the Continent. Alberta and British Columbia have teamed up with Montana to create the Waterton Glacier International Peace Park. It focuses on a commonly shared ecosystem, which is exactly what Luna Kelser suggested Alaskans do. Think in terms of rallying around common ecosystems, like the temperate rainforest of Southeast Alaska. Asked whether Alaskans could actually pull this off, Luna Kelser said, why not?
There's so many unique aspects and attributes of this whole region. And there's so many pressures here, you know, mining, the cruise industry. So maybe all these issues have to be addressed in this whole process.
Luna Kelser said local stakeholders could contact the Center for Sustainable Destinations through him and take it from there. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Melissa Marconi-Wentzel.